But joining us now on the ticket hotline, back in town, late night flight to get back to Dallas to start getting ready for another football work week, is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congratulations on the big win.
Tony who? I tell you, I'm king of this Matt Castle. No, but we are, and we do, but we don't. We do have a lot of fun.
You have a lot of fun.
You know, I should be more depressed this morning because I lost a lot of money on that game.
What do you mean?
Well, I bet on the Redskins over the Redhead.
Oh, well, you shouldn't be doing that.
No, you shouldn't bet.
That idiot gingerhead coach I hired couldn't quite coach us down enough to ensure a loss. We somehow overcame his redheaded madness, but, and I swear, if I didn't know any better, I'd think he's a Redskin sleeper cell. He's NFL ISIS.
Oh, gosh, don't say that.
But we do.
You've got to feel good, though, that you're still, you got to, yeah, okay, now, you got to feel good, you're in the playoff.
Okay, is that, okay, yeah.
You're in the, this is non-George, you're in the playoff race.
We are, and can you believe that?
No.
Being 1-10 and we're in the playoff race.
You're 4-8.
4-8. That's what it meant. Yeah. And do me a favor. Remind me again why I'm paying Cole Beasley $14 million a year.
I don't know if you're paying him that much, but, well, you thought he'd be a good slot receiver.
Well, I'm sitting here doing the math, George, and figure that works out to about $1 million a catch.
Yeah, I think you gave him a $14 million contract total over a few years.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, that makes it a little bit more palatable. But, hey, you know, going Cole Beasley, it's funny because we have a funny nickname for him out here at Valley Ranch.
Mm. What's that?
We call him the squirrel because he darts around wildly on the field and everything, and I think that's pretty clever, and I just want to share that little note with you that we came up with that.
Well, we've called him that here on the show.
Dadgummit, Steven lied to me again.
He thought it was an original idea.
Yeah, he said that it was his idea. I'm so glad, that we called that Darren McFadden touchdown play.
Yep.
We've had that one in our quiver for quite some time. And he just did what all Arkansas players do, just score. That's all they know is how to score and win football games.
Yeah, well, he got it done all right.
Hey, I know you people in the media, they always criticizing me for taking Arkansas players. But we all know that Arkansas people, they just get her done.
So hillbilly.
Hey, what did you think of Dez's tirade and taking off his shoes on the sideline and all that?
What can I say? Dez is full of passion and has bunions. What's the big deal?
Oh, is that why?
Oh, okay. That's why he took his cleats off.
No
okay.
big deal.
All right.
See, you people in the media always making a big brouhaha over nothing.
That's probably true.
And Dan Bailey really saved the day for us with his hidden full-sized club foot.
He has a normal foot.
But I was so proud of him. Now, see, now there's a white person who's worth his weight. Like Cole Beasley.
They call him Cole Beasley?
Yeah, he's a little confused. Uh-huh. Hey, Jerry, where were the boys last night? You're normally flanked by the boys in the luxury suite, but you were there with your wife instead.
Well, I actually was punching my boys.
Uh-oh.
I was very pissed. Earlier this week, I had to make a Toys R Us run to get Jerry Jr. a new pair of walkie-talkies. So he lost the other ones. So he has one, and, you know, he always has one, and then he gives another one to a player who isn't active, and so he can talk to him throughout the game. And, you know, it's a bunch of, okay, where are you now? All right, what about now? Where are you? How far are you? Are you spying on a position coach? What's he doing? But that dumbass lost both of them walkie-talkies during this week. He lost the one with Anna on it on Tuesday, and he lost the one with Olaf on it on Wednesday.
Aren't those characters from Frozen?
Oh, yeah. He loves Frozen. He spent half a week in his Elsa costume.
Rarely ever heard of a grown man who's a big fan of Frozen.
Yeah, and he wears that dress, that Elsa dress, all the time. But so that forced me to sit with Gene, something I hadn't done in years. And we had a very unfortunate incident.
Oh, no.
So I'm sitting by Gene, and despite her shutting down the sex department about 1980,
gosh,
I decided to get a little bit frisky with her.
Ah.
So I reached down there during the game, and I, with my hand, and I get the shock of my life.
What's that?
I swore that Jean had turned her Caitlin into a Bruce.
Oh. What?
Well, that's news.
And, yeah, believe me, I was shocked. Shocked, I tell you. I'm like, how much you paying this plastic surgeon of yours doing all these weird things down there?
Oh, my gosh.
And just as I was beginning to get turned on.
Turned on?
I realized that I'd been working the neck of a bottle of Kendall Jackson for about 3 minutes. Very unfortunate.
She likes the expensive wine, does she?
She does. I do appreciate it. Go Cowboy.
Okay, we'll see you. There's Jerry from Valley Ranch. Not much sleep last night. Back